Okay. Be Ezras Hashem, I want to finish the discussion regarding Kaddish. I want to explain tonight what Kaddish is doing in Davening. We explained what Kaddish is and what we're saying, what the Chazan is saying when Kaddish is being said in Shul last time we met. But I want to discuss how does Kaddish fit into Davening and the different types of Kaddish that are being said, so at least we understand what's going on when these things are being recited in Shul itself. The Takana of reciting Kaddish, the enactment of reciting Kaddish and where it should be recited, was a tradition that was handed down until the Gaonim. The Gaonim, in the period of the Gaonim, they established the precise locations in Davening where Kaddish should be said. If you look in the Siddur of Rav Amram Gaon, the Siddur of Rav Sadja Gaon, we find there the original places where Kaddish was instituted in Davening. The Shibolya Leket cites the Tshuvas of Rav Avram ben Rav David, or the Rivid. There's three Rivids in Jewish history. This is one of them, who explains that the recitation of Kaddish is based on V'nigdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, that we sanctify, we make a Kiddush Hashem when other Jews are around. When 10 men gather together, they're commanded to be Mekaddish Yerushalayim, to make a Kiddush Hashem by reciting Kaddish. Now, this is based on a Gemara in Megillah on Daf Chaf Gimel. It says that the pasuk of V'nigdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, that I will be sanctified amongst the Jewish people, the idea of a davar shebekdusha, the fact that you need a minion for something, applies to Baruchu, which we recite before Shema, Kedusha, which we recite in the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei, and Kriyas HaTorah, the reading of the Torah in Shul. However, there's no mention of Kaddish in the Gemara. Apparently, in the days of the Gaonim, they saw Kaddish as being part of this group, even though the Gemara doesn't. The Gemara makes no assumption. The Gemara knew what Kaddish was, because the Gemara does talk about it. But the Gemara doesn't say Kaddish is davar shebekdusha that requires a minyan of 10 men. But the Gaonim felt it did. And they felt that Kaddish should be recited when 10 men are together for a mitzvah, like tefillah, learning Torah, and that would be Mekaddish Shem Hashem. It's a formal declaration that this gathering should be Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Shmei Rabbah. That's what we're saying. At certain points in the davening, at certain points of learning, we are stopping and saying, this coming together, this culmination of people, should be in the sake for the purpose of being Mekaddish Shemayim in the world. Let's talk about Kaddish in davening, then we'll talk about Kaddish after learning. The Ramah, the Darkei Moshen, Siman Nun Dalet, cites the Kolbo. The Kolbo, one of the anonymous Rishonim who has a lot of important minhag Ashkenaz, who says that Kaddish should only be said after reciting a praise of Hashem, or at the end of davening. And this seems to be based on the very nature of Kaddish, right? Kaddish never stands on its own. You don't just get up and say Kaddish without anything connected. It's always attached to something else. It's there to highlight that the mitzvah that was just done as a community was there for the purpose of a Kiddush Hashem. Kaddish is like a marker. It's like an exclamation point that says that thing we just did, it was all for the sake of Hashem. Kaddish never stands on its own. So based on this, the Rivid in the Shibolya Leket and the Beis Yosef explains why Kaddish is recited in different places in davening. Right? We have these random places, these occurrences where we stop davening and we say Kaddish. Why? So let's go through each one. After Psukah Dezimra and Yishtabach, we recite Kaddish because we finish the mitzvah of Psukah Dezimra and we're starting a new mitzvah of Shema and its brachos. So as a demarcation, at the end of that mitzvah, Psukah Zimra, we mark it with a Kaddish. And after finishing Shemoneh Esrei, another Kaddish should be said, because we finished the mitzvah of Shemoneh Esrei, so we mark that Shemoneh Esrei with a Kaddish. If the Torah is being read, then another Kaddish is said, to indicate that this mitzvah of reading the Torah has been completed. And then after the Seder Kedusha, where we say, Ashrei Uval Etzion, at the end of davening, we say another Kaddish, for that mitzvah, the special mitzvah of the special kedusha at the end of davening. Finally, there's a kaddish said after different mizmorim, or prakim, or mishnayos, which we'll talk about later on. And at mincha, we say kaddish between ashrei and shemoneh esrei, because ashrei is its own mitzvah. Because the Gemara says that when you recite ashrei, it makes you a ben olam haba. It puts you on the trajectory towards olam haba. We say kaddish after shema at night before shemoneh esrei, because the davening of Marv is Rishus, and sometimes people wouldn't say Shemoneh Esrei. Sometimes people only say Shema and not daven Shemoneh Esrei. And we don't want them to be without a Kaddish, so Kaddish was instituted there as well. And the Kaddish of tomorrow is because you finished tefillah. So if I could summarize everything that the Shibalya Lekin and the Beis Yosef just said is that Kaddish is a demarcation. It's a marker to say that we finished a piece of davening or a mitzvah. That's the role of Kaddish. And it's coming to say that thing we just did, it is in the purpose of a Kiddush Hashem. That's what it is. Kaddish is a flag in the middle of davening to indicate what we have just done. In general. We also, the Ramah brings the Minhag of saying Kaddish after Lein, we'll talk about later on as well. There's also a Kaddish we say after Rabbi Shmuel Omer, before Pesukei Zimra. That is not agreed upon by everybody. There is an article in the Torah journal Yeshurun, in the second Torah journal, in the second volume. There's an article there that discusses the different Minhagim of when to say Kaddish, or those who do or don't say Kaddish after Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Let's talk about Kaddish de Rabbanan. Okay? The Gemara in Sota, I forgot to share the source sheet. One second. I'll just put it in the chat over here. Okay. The Gemara in Sota tells us the following. Amar Rava. Every day is more cursed than the previous day. They bring a pasuk in Dvarim, Baboker, Tomar, Miyitain Erev, Uverev, Tomar, Miyitain Boker. During the Tochacha, it describes how the days will be so bad that you're going to want the night time, and the nights will be so bad you're going to want the morning time. That, again, by nature, the world deteriorates in some way. Vela alma amaika makayim. So if that's the case, if everything's deteriorating, then why does the world continue to stand? So the Gemara says, Akadusha de Sidra, Vayeheshme Rabba da Gadata. By the Kedusha de Sidra, the Kedusha that we recite in Asher Valetzion, and Yeheshme Rabba that's recited after learning Agadata. It doesn't say every Kaddish, but the Yeheshme Rabba, the Kaddish that's recited after learning Agadata, meaning the non-halachic parts of the Torah. Rashi explained, V'chein Yeheshme Rabba Mavarach She'onim Acher Hagada Shehadarshan Dorish V'Rabim. The rabbi gives a speech in public, B'chol Shabbos, every Shabbos, Noagin Kach, and this was their custom, V'sham Hayin Akabsum Kol Ha'am, the people would come to Shmoa to hear the rabbi's drasha, L'fi She'enu Yom Shamalacha, because they didn't have to go to work, so they could come and learn, V'yesh Kan Torah V'kiddush Hashem. And in this remarkable moment, you had a coming together of learning of Torah and being Mekadoshim Shemayim. As they coexist and they complement one another, you have this amazing Kedusha, the Kedusha of learning Torah, and the Kedusha of declaring the gathering of Kiddush Hashem. So it seems that the Takana of reciting Kaddish is only with a Gadata, though. Not after a Halacha Shir. You wouldn't say it. After this Shir, if we had a minion, we wouldn't say Kaddish, because this is not a Gadata. This is Halacha, or in some form Halacha. It's for this reason that many say the piece of Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha Omer, right? We've all been in a shir before, and after the shir is done, somebody gets up and says, Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha Omer, Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lezachas Yisrael, Lefichach, Hiram Tor Meser Shneamar, Hashem Chavetz Saman Tzigo, Yagdol Tor V'Yadra. What is that? Why are we saying that? Because the Gemara says that the Kaddish is said after learning Agadata. And Agadata means where you have a pasuk, and the rabbis interpret the pasuk for a lesson, for some sort of moral lesson, some ethical lesson, some message from that pasuk. That's a gadata. So if that's the case, if you go to a halacha shir, you didn't learn a gadata, and therefore there's no kaddish. But there are many people at the shir who want to say a kaddish afterwards, for whatever reason. And therefore, in order to create a situation where a kaddish can be said, we will say Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha Omer. Now, what's clear is, though, if you went to a shir, and you went to a gadata shir, a shir on Pirkei Yavos, and you learned machshava and Jewish thought, and something like that, and it wasn't a halacha shir, then there's no reason to say Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha, because you learned a gadata, and you can just say kaddish afterwards without that introduction. Look at the Medrash in Mishlei. The Medrash in Mishlei writes, Ba mishish b'yado chamisha chum shei Torah. Someone who has the Torah, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hashem says to him, Lama lo lamadata agadata? Why don't you learn agadata? V'lo shenis b'shah she'achachem yoshev adarish ani mochel u'mechapra v'nosem she Yisrael. When you go to a drush and you learn Jewish thought and you learn agadata, then it brings kapara for the sins of the Jewish people. V'lo od elishib isha shehin onin amein. And when they answer amein, yeheishmei rabba afilu im nechtam gzar dinam. Even if there was a terrible seal against the Jewish people in Shemayim, ani mochalahem, and I am mechaper avanoseim. So we see, says the Medrash in Mishlei, that the learning of Torah and the reciting of Kaddish together has a special power. The Yalkut Shimoni records that in the future, Kaddish Baruch Hu will be liyos yoshib began Eden bedoresh. Hashem will sit in Gan Eden and teach Torah, Agadata. V'kol ha-tzadikim yoshim lefan, all the tzadikim will sit in front of Hashem. V'kol pamal yashamala omdim aragleyan, and the entire series of malachim will stand on their feet. V'cham mezalos miyamino, and the suns and the celestial beings will be at the right, shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'levan v'kochavim, and the moon and the stars mismol will stand at the left of Hashem. V'kadosh Baruch Hu yoshiv darshan, Hashem will sit there, and make drashos ha-Torah chadasho she'as lidei tevay Mashiach. A new Torah will be taught by Hashem. There's a big point of contention about this medrash. What does that mean, a new Torah? The Rambam says the Torah is never going to change. The Rambam says that the Torah is unchangeable. That's one of our principles of faith. So if that's the case, we have what to discuss about that, but we're not going to discuss that right now. Then it says, V'kevan shemesayim ha'agada, after Hashem finishes this incredible shiur, Omed Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel al Raglav, Zerubbabel will stand up, V'omer yiskadal v'yiskadash, V'kolo holich misof olam atzofa, and his voice will go from one end of the earth to the other, V'kol bay olam kulam onim amen. So we see there another source. Time and again, Kaddish and the learning of Drush, Agadita, Jewish thoughts, Musar, things like that, go together in hand. Okay, now, the Rambam in his Siddur says that after learning Torah or any tefillah, one should say Kaddish. And he adds that after learning Torah Shabbal Peh, you should recite Kaddish. And the Be'er Sheva on Maseches Sota, Nakamara, questions the Rambam. Because at the end of the Rambam's commentary on Pirkei Avos, the Rambam says we only recite Kaddish on Agadita. And that's why we recite the paragraph of Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha. So therefore the Be'er Sheva concludes that this is a mistake. The Rambam doesn't say you can say Kaddish after any Torah Shebaal Peh. It's only Torah Shebaal Peh that is Drush and Agadita. Now, the Be'er Sheva is correct, because we know that the commentary of the sixth paragraph of Pirkei Avos of the Rambam is really not the Rambam. It's Rashi. And therefore, there's in fact no stir in the Rambam. The Be'er Sheva didn't know that. But we know that, the sixth parak of the Pirkei Avos of the Rambam is not in fact the Rambam. The Be'er Sheva is cited by the Shiari Knesset HaGadol, Ruchaim Ben Avista, and the Magen Avraham and Siman Nun Dalet. The Magen Avraham says that we should only recite Kaddish after Agadita. And therefore, the Agada, this Musar Hashkafic piece of Torah, should come at the end of any learning. The Birka Yosef disagrees, and he says that Kaddish should be recited after all Torah Shebaal Peh, and his proof is from the fact that the Gemara in Sota says the world stands on the Kaddish of Agadita, and this implies that there's an additional Kaddish for the rest of Torah Shebaal Peh. The reason we recite Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha is to ensure that we say the best type of Kaddish, but Kaddish could also be recited on any Torah Shebaal Peh, says the Chida. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes that the halacha follows the Magen Avraham, and Kaddish should only be recited after learning Agadita. So if you go to a halacha shir, you need to recite Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha afterwards if someone wants to recite Kaddish. But the Bir Halacha, he says differently, that you can say Kaddish after any Torah Shebaal Peh, not just Agadita. So we try to be machmer for this, and if we're not sure if you went to a shir that was about Drush or Agadita, they say Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha at the end. Now, the Rambam in his tshuva, at the beginning of the Maaser Rokeach and in the Per Hador, which is the Tshuvas of the Rambam, clearly says that after all Divrei Torah, a person can recite Kaddish. However, he does seem to imply that Kaddish should not be recited after Psukim alone, and there must be Torah Shebaal Peh. If you just say a Perek of Tehillim, that is not sufficient to recite Kaddish to Rabbanan afterwards. This is the understanding of the Rambam in the Or Chaim as well, and the Or Chaim and the Kolbo say that Kaddish can be recited even after Psukim. And Rashi says in his Siddur and the Machzor Vitri as well, and most Acharon and the Mishnah Berurah say that if need be, you can recite a Kaddish after simply reciting paragraphs of Sukkim. I was once on a flight from Eretz Yisrael. I was seated next to the minion in the back of the plane, my luck would have it, and the director of the minion insisted that at the end of davening we recite different pieces of Tehillim, and after each paragraph of Tehillim, he would recite a Kaddish. and it went on forever. It was never ending. That is, it must have happened like 10 times. Must have recited 10 extra kaddishes on the davening. There's another shiur to discuss not having too many kaddishes, but not for right now. Okay, now, at the end of kaddish, we ask that in the merit of our avoda before Hashem, you should bless us with shalom and chayim tovim, right? And this is when the Shas says, Yehei Shalom Rabba. Then we say, Osa Shalom, Ramon Rav Yosef Shalom. This is like saying shalom when you leave the king, where we ask for peace on our departure, and the Tzibur answers Amen. Now, when there is a Kaddish after the Shemona Esrei, we add the line of Tiskabel. This is what we call Kaddish Tiskabel. Tiskabel, Tzolosahon, Da'avuhon. That Hashem should accept our tefillos. It's a special tefillah that we just daven Shemona Esrei. Hashem, please accept it. The Levush says that, again, it only follows by Shemona Esrei. And the Taz notes that we say this also after Slichos, though. That's funny. Why would we recite? I know we're not in Slichos season anymore, but why would we recite Kaddish Tiskabel after Slichos? So the Levush explains that Slichos are in fact modeled after Shemona Esrei, and that's why we recite Kaddish Tiskabel after Slichos. Now sometimes we say what we call a Chatzi Kaddish, a half Kaddish. That is a misnomer, as we'll discuss in a moment. The differentiating is questioned by the Prima Gadim. He explained that whenever Kaddish is recited after Pesukim or Agadah, so we say Kaddish, what we call Kaddish Shalem, a full Kaddish that ends with Osa Shalom Bimroma. However, when the Chazan simply wants to demarcate a different part of davening, like the end of Pesukim Zimra, we say what is called a Chatzi Kaddish. And the Aruch HaShulchan says the name Chatzi Kaddish is wrong. It's incorrect. That is full Kaddish. Kaddish, as established by Chazal, is when the Chazan says, Damiran be'alma v'imru amen, end of Kaddish. That is Kaddish. The other Kaddishim are additions to a regular Kaddish. When we call it Chatzi Kaddish, it's a lack of understanding what Kaddish is. The Aruch HaShulchan is clear. It should not be called Chatzi Kaddish, because that is Kaddish. When the Chazan says, Damiran be'alma v'imru amen, that is Kaddish. Kaddish is over, technically. Everything else are additional pieces that were built on to the Kaddish. We add the Bakashos of Shalom at the end of davening because we're about to go back into the world and we make another request for Shalom as well. Let's talk about Kaddish Yosam, what we generally think of as Kaddish when it comes to Avelim. The Kala Rabasi records the following story. Rabbi Akiva saw a blackened, naked man carrying wood on his shoulders, and he was running. Rabbi Akiva stopped him and asked what was going on and why he was working so hard. And the man explained that he had passed away and that his punishment was to gather wood, which would then be used to burn his body in Gehenna. All this was punishment because he had violated every single mitzvah in the Torah. Sounds pretty bad. So he explained that he was a tax collector who favored the wealthy and murdered the poor. So Rabbi Akiva asked the man if he had heard if there was any possibility of rectifying the situation. And the deceased man, this physical neshama that had this appearance before Rabbi Akiva, said that he had heard that if he had a son who would say Baruch Hu in Kaddish, and the tzibur would answer tefillos of the son, that he would be saved from this difficult work. But he didn't have a son that he knew of, because he abandoned his pregnant wife, and didn't even know if she had a son. If she had a son, he didn't even know if he knew how to daven. So clearly the guy was in a bad situation. So Rabbi Akiva proceeded to investigate, and he found out from the people of the city that nothing good ever came of the man and his wife, and that his son didn't even have a bris milah. Ooh, sounds bad. So Rabbi Akiva found the son and gave him a bris milah and began to teach him how to daven. Eventually, he succeeded in having his son say Baruch Hu and Kaddish in front of the tzibur. The father then reappears to Rabbi Akiva in a dream and told him that he was saved from Gehenna, and now he sits in Gan Eden thanks to the actions of Rabbi Akiva. This story, brought with slight definitions, variations, is brought in the Zohar HaChadosh and Parshas Achrimos, the Machzor Vitri and Simon Kuf Mem Dalet. According to the Zohar HaChadosh, the son became Rav Nachum HaPakuli, the great Tana, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch and Yaradei, and Hilchos Avelus, the Shar Kavanos of the Arizal, all say Kaddish, this is the source of Kaddish, and that Kaddish is not only to save the Nifter from the punishment of Gehenna, but it also allows the Neshama to go to Gan Eden and to raise the Neshama to higher and higher heights. This is obvious from the fact, mentioned by Tosfos in the end of Beitza, that we say Kaddish and Shabbos and Yontif when there are no judgments in Gehenna. So there must be that Kaddish does something even when the Neshama is not being judged, because we say it on Kaddish and we say it on Shabbos and Yantif, and therefore the Arizal recite Kaddish during all of the tefillos of his father's Yartzeit. And that is the minhag that we have. Now the Shulchan Aruch and the Chuvas Binyamin Ze'ev note that not just reciting Kaddish is good for the Niftar, but it's even better for the descendants to lead the entire davening. However, because there are children who cannot daven for the Tzibor, and there are adults whom it is difficult for them to be the Shliach Tzibor, they can say the Kaddish Yosom instead. Meaning, the reciting of Kaddish, we can talk a lot now about the emotions and the battles over saying Kaddish. And that's not the point of our discussion right now. But often what is missed out on is that it is not the reciting of Kaddish that is the main thing. It is in fact better to be the Chazan and the Shliach Tzibor. And that according to the Shulchan Aruch, that really the only saying Kaddish is not a bidyeved, but it's not as great as being the Shliach Tzibor. And all this fighting over yes Kaddish, no Kaddish, loses the fact of actually being the Shliach Tzibor at the end of the day. The Chuvas Rav Palim says that saying Kaddish for a parent is a form of kibud aveim, and to willingly not say Kaddish is a zilzal, a desecration of one's parents. This is also the opinion of the Chuvas Meshiv Dvarim and the Chakanah Rebbe as well. This is cited in the Sefer Mikra Kodesh that they heard this idea in the name of the Rebbe of Chekhanov. But the Divri Malkiel has a fascinating tshuva in Tchelik Dal and Simen Sadi Vav. He says that it's not a lack of kibud aveim, and it's not a bizayon towards the parents as well. He says even though such a person is a rasha, it's not a problem for the parents, because ideally, against the Arizal, by not saying Kaddish, one could be indicating that the parents are tzaddikim. Right? Because why do we say Kaddish? For the neshama of the parent that's going undergoing the processes of Gehenim during this time. We don't know if the parent is in Gehenim for a year or not, like a Russia would be. So we say a little bit less than a year. But the parent is undergoing a cleansing of the neshama during this time. So the Divri Malkiel says the Shiloh was about a son who didn't want to say Kaddish for his parents. Should they force him or not? So he says, I don't know. Who says the guy's doing something wrong? Maybe he thinks that his parents are, you know, greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, and they're going straight to Gan Eden, and they don't need to go to Gehenna. That's why he doesn't need to say Kaddish. So he has a very interesting flip about the whole idea. Nevertheless, the Rama writes in the Darkei Moshe that the Minhag Ashkenaz is to recite Kaddish after Aleinu in all situations. The Minhag Sfardim and the Arizal is to recite Kaddish after Ein Kalokeinu before Aleinu. The Taz says we recite Kaddish after Aleinu because it contains Psukim. And the Psukim note that even though this Kaddish is for Yesomim, since there is a Takana to recite it, the Poskim say that even though this is a Kaddish for Yesomim, since there is a Takana to recite it, it should be said even if there are no people saying Kaddish in Shul. It should be said by anyone who doesn't have a mother or a father, or someone whose parents wouldn't be makbid, wouldn't care if the child said it. So no matter what, whether or not there's someone in Avelis in Shul or not, there's always Kaddish after Aleinu. The Orchos Chaim says that, and the Kolbo says this as well, and then they quote the Maram Rothenberg, who said that the Mikra Adin, according to the law, the Kaddish should be said for the 12 months after the parent passes away. However, the Rama in Yerodeah says Ashkenazim stop saying Kaddish after 11 months in order to show the parent is not a Rasha, since Rishayim go to Gehenim for 12 months. Yet the Minhag of Sfardim is to stop saying Kaddish Yasom for the week after the end of the 11th month, and then to resume saying Kaddish until the end of the 12th month. That's kind of making a demarcation to show that it's not fully 12 months. And this is based on the Knesset HaGadolah, who says that it's sufficient to show this by leaving off 1 week of the 12 months. This is cited by the Birka Yosef as well. Interestingly, in the Tshuvas Beis HaYotzer by Rav Yoel Tzvi Roth, the Rav of Chust of the Ukraine until his death in the late 1800s. So he says that the Chassam Sofer instructed his son, the Ksav Sofer, to act in this manner after his Patira. So in the Chassam Sofer's family, they said Kaddish for 12 months minus a week at the beginning of the 12th month. The Beis Shlomo of Rav Shlomo Kluger says that he told his children to recite Kaddish for 12 months fully. And the Gesher Achayim, which is considered the main text of the laws of Avelis, says that there are individuals who have this minhag as well, but that is not the common minhag. Let's discuss Kaddish for a moment in Kabbalah, just a few ideas. The Shevoi Alekhet cites the Gaon who say that a person should hear or recite Kaddish at least 7 times during the day. It's based on the Pasuk in Tehillim. Sheva bayom hilal ticha. I praise Hashem 7 times. And therefore, you try to at least get 7 Kaddishes in. The Chuvas Ramam Ipano says you should say 10 Kaddishes based on the Zohar. And the Arizal explains that the Kaddishim correspond to different aspects of the upper worlds, the worlds of Asiya, Yetzira, Bria, things like that. And as we progress through each level of davening, another Kaddish is recited to go from one world to the next. So hopefully now, we have a greater understanding of what's going on when we are reciting Kaddish in davening. It's not just something to pause and to catch our breath in between each section of davening, but we're making a declaration of Kiddush Hashem, that what we just did was a form of gathering to sanctify Hashem's name, and hopefully those different stops along the way in davening should give us pause to reflect on what we have been doing.